Canned Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard. Women's fiction, romance, and laughter.
I'm here. I know. And so is CJ.
We were worried about you.
Oh, I nearly burnt my house down. That's the truth. I wish I could say something glamorous, like I was late doing something. I was trying to set my house on fire, and I'm happy to report that I failed. So there you go.
Oh, okay. Better luck next time, I guess.
Thank you. My oven exploded. And I was being so clever getting dinner ready ahead of time for the show, and that's the glamorous life that I lead, and my oven exploded. I didn't know they could do that, but very cool.
Yeah, you know. Well, I'll tell you, so we're here with C.J. Hollenbach, one of the cover models, I think, one of the first cover models I ever met.
Ooh.
With C.J. C.J., you were probably one of the first cover models I ever worked with Circle of Seven, and I remember.
I'm a lot of people's first for some reason.
Yeah.
I've been hearing that a lot lately, so I don't know. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying.
I did tell the story last week about the time that we all went to Kmart in Lakeport.
Oh yeah, I was going to say that was probably the story you were going to tell. Go ahead.
Oh no, you know what? I told it last week in preparation of you being here today. Like, oh,
okay.
No, you guys, you've got to be here. We just never know with CJ. It could just be, you know, a free-for-all. We'll just have some good time.
So you're confirming that actually happened, CJ, that you were you had a leather pant mishap.
It wasn't a mishap. It was sort of a, I don't want to say a wardrobe malfunction.
We
were functioning fine. It was just getting the wallet out of my pants was the problem.
And I volunteered like the good friend I am.
Wow.
Yes.
The wallet.
And
as
I told the people behind us, this is only going to take an hour. And,
They were enjoying the show, so they weren't going to complain.
Yeah.
Are you
kidding
me?
They really didn't know what to make of the group of us, to be perfectly honest. And I'm not quite sure what I made of that group of us either.
Right.
Well, that's what she said. There was strength in numbers, so it's not as if you alone were.
Well, it's like between Peter and I, we looked like something out of the Matrix. And
yeah, I know. It's so true.
It was pretty frightening. And considering we wouldn't even have been, I hate to throw Peter under the bus, but if he had brought anything with him in a suitcase, we wouldn't have even been in Kmart. But
right?
Okay, whatever.
But we did not have to purchase any blow dryers. We were good.
No, we did. Actually, I think I don't know if you told the story where he literally gave me one of his extra blow dryers. And he didn't want to take it home with him on the plane. It's like he brought two of them. I don't even
do
that.
Oh my God! I don't even own a blow dryer. I'm not as with it as.
Now,
Sheila probably has a blow dryer.
CJ, I have to tell you, we actually had a lot of your fans send in additional questions. You have some really loyal fans, truly.
I do. Love them all. Each and every one of them. I'll probably name them off for you. Go ahead.
The ladies love you. And I have to say, all the stories that I hear of you are very glowing. I mean, they just like you as a person. It's not just about, of course, how stunningly attractive you are. The ladies, they're talking about who you are and how nice you are. So that has to be kind of fun to hear or see online.
I've witnessed some of the guys that aren't nice or could be nicer to fans and people in general when I'm with them, and it's like, what is your problem? You know, it's like, why are you – that's just the way I'm not putting it on. That's how I am. So I don't know if these people are like that normally or that.
Are they like that? Do you think that they're kind of embarrassed about the covers that they're doing? I mean,
I've always said too that a lot of the guys just aren't good with people. Period. I mean, just because you can take a good picture and sometimes when you throw them into that arena of all these people and, you know, they're just not, some of them aren't people, you know,
right.
You know,
right.
They just
aren't. To begin with, yes, maybe not their strength, the social aspect.
Put me in front of a camera, just don't put me in front of a lot of people.
Right.
You know? I mean, I've been surprised. There's been a couple guys that I've brought to these things, and I really thought they would be, you know, good at it, and they're just not. They're just not.
Wow.
One-on-one, they're fine, but you put them in with a group of people, and they just can't deal with it. So,
wow.
You know, I'm not that way. I've never been that way, but
I got to tell you, though, you're very good looking. It's intimidating. I've always maintained it, feeling as if I'm scared, and so when I see the cover models, I pretty much stay about 30 feet away or more.
Well, yeah, it's
for
funny
fear.
Because anytime I'm at these, because I tend to forget sometimes, because I'll see someone taking my picture from like 50 feet away. You know, and it's like,
yeah.
And I kind of like sort of wave them over. It's like, if you want to get one a little closer up, then unless you have like a really incredibly long zoom lens, I said, bunch of us sit over here, you know, and then they just kind of, you know, take their time about coming over. But, or they'll take one when they think you're not looking, which is always the worst. Anyway,
right.
And I was like, well, take one, you know, I'll pose with you, or who's ever holding the camera, or the husband or the wife or whatever. It's like, you don't want one where I'm not looking or whatever, you know what I mean? It's just,
it's
kind of funny, and I sort of understand, I'm getting better at it, but I have a sixth sense when someone's taking
my
picture.
Let me ask, DJ, you were just in a book trailer for Christine Feehan, and when your one of your fans asked, how does it feel to be in a book trailer for Christine Feehan's Dark Gold?
Oh, well, it's. I've met Christine. I've worked with Christine Feehan years ago. She's one of the nicest people I've ever met, very sweet. So as Sheila knows, you know, I would do anything for her and her family. She's a great family. So, and plus, you know, she's a great author, so I don't have a problem doing anything for her. I mean, one of the nicest people I've ever met, seriously.
She is nice. She's another person. I haven't yet met her personally, but I hear nothing but great things.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. It's,
yeah.
You know, it was great. Cause it was, well, she will tell you. And sometimes you meet these people and you think, and a lot of times when I first started doing this, I didn't know, you know, any of these people's backgrounds or anything like Heather Graham or Virginia Henley or any of these people. And they were so incredibly nice. And then later someone will tell you, well, you know, they're just like this huge author. And I said, I didn't know that. They were just, you know, nice people that were nice to me. So that's all I knew of them. So
yeah.
Tell me, do you have any new projects going on?
Well, the latest thing I'm doing is where I'm still waiting to hear. I'm starting to work again. Alora's Cave Publishing has asked me to do another book cover. They're having their 10th year anniversary this year, and I started with them, which I can't believe was 10 years ago. And I was, once again, the first guy, male model, that they worked with. And they asked me recently if I would consider being on the cover of their Jade Black is coming out. She's reissuing a book and wants me to be on the cover of it. So I'm supposed to be going to Florida here shortly.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Well,
and they asked me to be the guest of honor at their convention here in the fall, which is more very surprising, actually. But I don't have a problem with that, so...
Well, now, one of your fans asked, since we're talking about you're going to get to go to Florida, one of your fans asked, how is the bad winter weather affecting you?
Oh.
Well, finally, the bad winter weather has stopped, I think, hopefully, for the season, because it's about 60 degrees right now, and it's supposed to be 80 by the weekend. So
don't jinx it. Wait a minute. Don't jinx it now. If you proclaim it, you could, you know, don't back
that
far. I would
believe what they say if they say it's going to be
there
nice
go.
Easter. I may be a fool. Of course, I live in Ohio, so that it could change at any time, but it's supposed to be nice. And it's warm out now, so I can. You don't have to shovel rain. So even if it rains, I don't care.
But they're asking, do they know? I mean, do you have allergy, you know, or does bad weather tend to hit you a little harder, or...
Well, I mean, as far as snow, or
so they're just asking how it's affecting you, and
well, it's been a bad.
Are you in Alaska?
Where are you?
No, I live in Ohio, but
Ohio.
Yeah, we had like record snowfall. I think we had like almost 4 feet of snow in February. I think February or March, one of the two, was just a ridiculous amount of snow that fell, and that was just.
This has been the weirdest winter.
I was shoveling
winter,
the driveway twice a day.
Oh God.
That's too much for me.
So that was the workout.
On top of the workout,
it's
ridiculous.
You're like,
now,
I'll just shovel the driveway, and it's all good.
I have another fan question. It says,
okay.
What do you think of the book covers that are on the shelves now?
Well, it's funny because I really haven't seen too many of them lately, because back when I was doing more of them, I would be check out who do I know. And I mean, so many of them anymore, they're cutting people's heads off.
I've seen that.
You know, and it's like, it happened to me a few times, and I'm not real, you know, a fan of having your head cut off, or, you know, it can be anybody.
Then
it's
hard
anybody
to say,
at that
that's
point.
Me. No, no, really, that's
right.
Me.
Right, it's like you can't, when someone says, you know, you say, oh, that's a book cover, but then it looks like, well, you know, where's your head? You know, you can't tell it could be anybody. So, you know, I mean, that's, but I've heard different things about why they do that, and I don't know. I mean.
So ideal book cover would be for you, if you could say, all right, this is what I want, just you, or is, you know,
well,
like, is there some, like, if you could just say,
well,
man, if I wanted to really be on a cover.
Me, because you don't want to take the focus off. I've done where it's just me, and then, you know, with someone else, and, you know, like on a step back or whatever, and then it just depends on the whole thing. It's I don't, like, I've been on a few where I'm like completely hidden by the girl, and, you know, it just depends on, like, what if it's about the girl or about the guy or whatever. You know, sometimes you're a prop for the girl, and sometimes the girl's a prop for you. So
I'm curious.
I like it.
Yeah, I'm curious. Is it like acting where you have an inner monologue? Modeling, so when you're doing the covers, are you trying to sort of think smoky thoughts, or is it much more just, you know, being very conscious of where you're positioned and what's going on?
Well, yeah, that's pretty much it, more than anything, because you have to, you know, make sure that your hand is in the right place, your fingers don't look weird, and you're grabbing her in the right place, and you're not blocking her, she's not blocking you, because God forbid she should block your face. You know, or whatever, or you try to get as much body in there as possible. So it's not, you know, what you think, this hot, you know, scene going on. It's really, there's people all around you. I've had, well, you're in a bathing suit with some girl, like, an inch from your face, and they've got a blow dryer an inch from you blowing your hair because they just want it to, you know, blow
that
yourself. Well, like, there's three people around you doing this and holding this up.
Yeah.
It's all right. I mean, I'm not going to complain about it, but it's not. You know, it makes it look
like
there's
no
people
there. No, I mean, I
didn't
expect you were actually making any kind of meaningful romantic. No. But I was just curious if, you know, if it was kind of an inner dialogue sort of thing going on, or if it really is more physical. But it sounds very challenging, actually, to think of about 800 things in a split second.
Well, you want you to look this way and look that way and show this emotion or whatever. And sometimes you think you're showing it and they're not seeing it, and it's like, you know, the one time they said, well, hold her closer. And I said, my crotch is, like, practically so grounded to the back of her. It's like, I couldn't, you know.
There is no closer.
It'll be illegal if I hold her any tighter. Seriously.
Like, this is a different rate of pay if we get any closer. And, frankly, I'm not that kind of model.
Well, you have to hold her closer. Like, there is no possible way. It's like, she knows more about me now than, you know, a lot of people I know. But anyway.
Oh, that's,
you know,
so great.
It just depends on the photographer. I mean, just one photographer.
Uh-oh.
Well,
we didn't want that. We wanted
it. What was that? Sheila, are you...
I know. I was quite excited. I have to say, you know, he started going there, and I lost my train of thought. And I totally blame CJ.
Okay. All right.
Well...
I'll take the rap.
Sheila is a long-term fan of yours. I have to say, I am far less scared than I was at the beginning of this. And you're the perfect gentleman to round out the month when we're having cover models on.
Thank you.
And I'm just so honored that you would come on this show. How brave of you.
My pleasure. No problem. Are you coming to the convention this year? Or?
I am.
Sheila will be there with bells on.
I am.
I
will miss it this year, but I will brave it next year. If you'll be there, I promise I'm going to walk up and say hello. Thank you so much, everybody, and we will see you next week for more canned laughter and coffee.
Yes, and just real quick, it's cjhollenbach.com, right?
Or cjcovermodel.com. It's probably easier, but cjcovermodel.com.
cjcovermodel.com. I just want to make sure I got that in there. All right, good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone. Thanks, CJ. Good night.
Bye.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.